this Europe Fertilizer Update. Today we are going to be discussing the latest market news on urea. I'm Julia Meehan, and here with me today is my colleague and urea expert, Deepika Tapliyal. So what's been dominating the urea market these weeks, months, if not all this year, has been India and their back-to-back tenders and the RCF tender that's been discussed for a number of weeks now. Deepika, tell us where we are on the urea. What are the updates?
Thank you, Julia. Like you said, it's been all about India, India and only India. And just when everyone had lost hope this time, that they will buy quantities 2 weeks after they closed the tender, RCF came back and issued awards for nearly 2.2 million tons of urea. So that's a big quantity. It absorbs all the excess supply in the market till mid-November. So that will bring some respite for producers and would mean that maybe prices would be stable for the next few weeks. We also have Ethiopia and Bangladesh. Those tenders were awarded, so those deliveries are going through. And an interesting market is China, Julia. They have now started demand in the domestic market, and that's led to expectations that maybe China no longer will be a threat on the downside, and supply over there could be, I would not say limited, but less than the last few months, and maybe we will see 600,000 to 700,000 tons, and that's it, maximum going from China to India, which is almost half, because in the previous tender from MMTC, China exported 1.2 million tons, so that's a lot less coming there.
And what about the rest of the world, Deep? What are we seeing out of Brazil, the US and Australia at the moment? Much interest there?
Nothing at all. No one is buying. Like we like to say these days, the market needs two wings to fly, and we just have India. There's no other market which is supporting, and that will keep the pressure on prices. Julia, what about Europe? A lot of people expecting they could come back.
Well, I don't know whether it's an impact of the delays with India back sort of end of the summer. Most of the cooperatives and sellers were expecting demand to really start picking up sort of from October. We saw pockets of demand here and there, but nothing major. And now that discussion seems to be filtering in through to, we'll start to see things improving for November and December for spring application 2021. Some drilling has started out in the fields, but things are slow, maybe a combination of factors, possibly Brexit, COVID-19, second spike, price directions, you know, people don't want to take any risks. So yeah, maybe a combination of factors have just caused a little bit of nervousness among people taking positions. But the expectation is that, you know, the demand should be good. And again, for Europe is very sporadic, but, you know, we saw some quite a lot of damage to crops during the summer because of the extreme weather. Whether that will impact on the farmer bottom line remains to be seen. But having said that, you know, yields have been better in other places. So we'll see. But the demand will come for sure. I think the interesting topic of discussion now is Egypt and just how much will be coming from Egypt, which makes me think, Deep, what's your estimate on those Egyptian tons moving to India? Didn't we think it was about 200,000?
Yes, indeed. We'd heard that about 200,000 tons will move from Egypt for the RCF tender. But now the estimates are even higher. There are some who expect that the quantity could be actually closer to 300,000 tons. So that's something that we will need to watch and confirm over the next few weeks. We also have the Abukir tender, which will give some price discovery to the market, because now with India done and those prices done, those shipments now decided, the market is looking for some new price for a non-Indian market till the next Indian tender comes. So as you said, Julia, it's all about India. For now, the sentiment is stable. Then we have the Abukir tender in Egypt that could give some price discovery. And then maybe we will see some downward correction in prices globally, because like we've mentioned, there's no other market which is moving. And the next question again will be, when is the next Indian tender? And probably this time around, India is not that desperate. They have a good chunk of tons coming in, 1.8 million tons in the last tender, now 2.2 million tons in this tender. So that's coming in over 2 months or 3 months, and the ports are going to be rammed with so much urea, and so there will be a lot of congestion. So I think they'll wait for things to ease before they issue another tender, maybe more towards end of November, early December, we'll see a new tender.
Something to just think about, Dee, when we've had these discussions on podcasts and we've had feedback from our customers, you know, we can talk about what's happened, but a lot of them are very keen to find out our thoughts and key assumptions. Just sort of, obviously, we can only give an idea short term, but what's your sort of short term outlook for the market? I guess having the discussion we've had today, we're looking at some stability.
Indeed. So I would say stable next few weeks and maybe a little soft, even possibility of a correction after that, till we see a new tender from India. And then the demand estimates are that India still needs to buy, say, about 1.5 to 2 million tons till early next year. So if that kind of demand comes in from India, maybe in December for December shipment or early January shipment, that could bring some stability again. It's again very India dependent. And what will help, Julia, is the fact that all the new production coming on stream, that's expected to be delayed. So that will help producers, that will keep prices a little stable, because Nigeria has almost 4.5, maybe more million tons of production coming on stream in 2021. And we need to watch out for that. The expectation was they would start in end December, but now the feeling is maybe the new production from Indorama, from Dangote, we don't have any confirmations, but the expectation is we will see those new plants maybe start up in April or May. So probably that supply will come into the market only in second half of 2021, which again will be quite bearish for the market, because that's a lot of supply coming on stream.
Okay, well, that's great. Thanks so much, Deepika, for sharing your expertise and industry insight. Please join us again for the next installment of ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Julia Meehan.
And I'm Deepika Thapliyal.